The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. Hello and welcome again to The Odd Pod, available every morning after early breakfast, which I present on Manx Radio between 5 and 7.30. And today we've had another delve back into the Manx Radio archive to bring you another edition of Kelly's Eye. This was first broadcast in 1989, featuring the late David Collister and historian Peter Kelly, and we joined them at Laxey Railway Station.
Kelly's Eye today is looking at something, well, quite unusual, Peter.
Yes, it's called cottage ornay.
Pardon?
Cottage ornay. It's a form of decoration used very much in the Victorian times of applying pieces of wood, usually cut in half, so you could then nail them flat against a building to give you a decorative pattern.
There are two little buildings here, like what? How would you describe them? They look a bit Swiss to me, in a way, I think.
Well, I suppose if we say kiosk, it describes them. We're down at Laxey, we're on the railway station, and of course they were built as refreshment kiosks and for selling souvenirs. They're alongside the wooden station building, which originally had also had cottage ornay applied to it, and they're painted brown, which they have been all along. Now, this type of decoration, of course, you will find, or you used to find particularly, on most of the electric railway buildings, the shelters all the way along route, and fortunately, right down in the vastly and quickly developing town of Douglas, the booking office there at Strathallan is still covered in cottage ornay.
Two carriages for the Mountain Railway there are waiting a few passengers. In between these two kiosks, the modern, I think perhaps cast iron, litter bin.
Well, it's becoming mandatory, yes. There's also bollards here, but they're a lot more pleasant than some of the others used throughout the island.
And to our right, the parish church. Now, is this an architectural gem?
In its own way, yes. This was designed by Ewan Christian, who also, apart from being of Manx descent, of course, designed on the island St Thomas's, and then some churches which look a little like this, and that's Croncavoddy is one, the Doone Chapel is another, and Oak Hill Chapel out at Port Sodrick. It's very steep roof, which you will notice from the outside, and inside the arrangement of the rafters coming down and sitting on the wall is quite an unusual feature, which he's incorporated into all those other buildings.
Why steep roofed like that? I mean, is it just because the designer liked to do them that way?
Well, it was designed in 1850, built in 1851, so you're right in the heart of the high Victorian period, which was high Gothic in style, and therefore the pitch roof was fairly a common feature.
Just looking around to the left here, of course, the railway bridge for the electric railway. That looks like a fine piece of work, Peter.
A fine piece of engineering, yes. Built primarily, of course, of stone, but then it has the arches themselves and then the cappings on top executed in Ruabon brick from North Wales.
Now, you were telling me that the original station wasn't actually here.
Yes, well, of course, when the railway line was commenced back in 1892, for the first year it ran as far as Growdle, and then in the second year it made it as far as Laxey, which is a fair amount of track to lay in a winter. And it stopped on the other side, over behind what is now the Isle of Man Bank, and some of the buildings are still there in their green corrugated iron. And then by the following year they continued with the line heading towards Ramsey, but they built the bridge across the valley. There was already the road bridge, which is on the top side of that, the one you would look at the flour mills from. But this was erected. It took them on a bit further. Then, of course, when they got to Ramsey and reached Balua, they had exactly the same thing. The train stopped short of the town for a year once the bridge was constructed.
I've always wanted to walk along this railway bridge here, but I'm not allowed to, in fact.
Well, the sign tells you can't, yes.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.